For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark with a mid-season report on the Princeton Tigers men's basketball team. For Caden Pierce, the Tigers' reigning Ivy Player of the Year, Christmas week began on a high note. Princeton's double-double machine was named Ivy Player of the Week for the sixth time, and the Lute Olson National Player of the Week for the first time. Against Rutgers of the Big Ten, Pierce notched his 24th career double-double with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Points 20 and 21 came as he beat his defender to get to the basket with 4 seconds to go, winning the game for the underdog Tigers, 83-82. The week ended on a sour note for Pierce, however, against the Akron Zips on December 30. Although the Tigers eked out an improbable comeback from a second-half double-digit deficit, Pierce suffered an ankle injury early in the first half, effectively ending the game for him. This marks the first missed time due to injury for this most valuable Tiger in his 2.5 seasons at Old Nassau. At this point, the seriousness of the injury is not known. At least the Tigers won't need him until the Ivy opener at Harvard on January 11. With a stunning win against Akron, the Tigers have completed the non-conference Division I portion of their schedule. A tune-up against Division III Keene remains. At 10-4, Princeton's record is solid, if not excellent. It is worthwhile to look back at the season so far and to make some observations about the Tigers' prospects for another Ivy League title. If they achieve that goal, it will mark the fourth straight for Mitch Henderson. To state the obvious, games are won by outscoring the opponent. This the Tigers have done by a margin of 5 points per game, 77-72. The 77 points per game output matches that of the 23-24 Tiger team that finished with a 24-5 overall record. The 72 points yielded, however, is 6 more than the league-leading Tigers gave up last season. Henderson is not at all happy with his scoring defense. Princeton has given up 80-plus in 4 games, but managed to win 2 of those against Iona in the season opener, again in that memorable Rutgers contest in Newark. The prime reason for the Tigers' scoring edge is their proficiency from beyond the arc. Princeton has made 146 three balls to just 108 for the opposition, although it took the Tigers 64 more shots to do it. The Tigers have shot a lackluster 66% from the free throw line. This is a most uncharacteristic Tiger statistic. They've made 21 fewer scores than the opposition in just 3 fewer attempts. This is an area where improvement is necessary. Considering that the orange and black generally face taller and stronger front courts, they have pretty much held their own on the glass at both ends. Teams averaged 1 more carom per game than the Tigers, a manageable deficit. Sharing the basketball is a mantra for successful Tiger teams, and it's no different for this one. Princeton has 40 more assists than its opponents through 14 games. Henderson preaches the need to take care of the basketball. His teams generally do. The 24-25 Tigers average 10 turnovers per game, which is 2 fewer than the other team. Princeton scores 2.5 points per game more than do the opponents off turnovers. The non-conference schedule is intended as a lengthy period of experimentation, the primary purpose of which is to find the best and most productive player rotations. Since it was obvious that untested or barely tested players would need to step up, Henderson needed the entire non-conference schedule to mix and match from, at times, 12 different players. The stars, Pierce and Xavion Lee, along with Dalen Davis, who played very well at the end of his freshman year last season, were locks for the starting lineup. In fact, these three have started every game so far. Six other players have made starts for Princeton, including Jacob Huggins and Jackson Hickey in games 1 and 2, returning transferee Jack Scott in games 3, 4, 5, and 6, freshman Malik Abdullahi in games 4, 5, and 6, and senior Blake Peters in games 7 and 8. Peters is usually the first player off the bench and averages 27 minutes per game, fourth highest on the team. Beginning in game 7, senior Philip Byriel has become a regular in the starting lineup, much to the somewhat surprise of his coach Mitch Henderson. Freshman Abdullahi has joined Byriel in starting in the later games. Hickey is one of six Tigers to have seen playing time in every game. When Pierce went out early in the Akron game, Henderson turned to Hickey, who responded quite well. His role going forward may be crucial, especially if Pierce is out for any extended period. Although it appears that Henderson decided upon the rotation he wants going forward, the Pierce injury may have upset that particular apple cart. If you had to pick one word to describe the Tigers through 14 games, that word is resilient. They never consider themselves out of a game and have, in fact, overcome deficits in more than half of their wins. The latest was accomplished without Pierce, which is, in and of itself, extremely noteworthy. The Tigers are well represented among the league individual statistical leaders. Lee currently ranks 5th in scoring with an average of 16.4 points per game, trailing the lead leader, John Poulakidis of Yale, who scores 21 a game. In assists, Lee ranks 1st in the league with 80, 20 more than Yale's Bez Embing. Lee is also in the assist-to-turnover ratio, where he ranks 1st with 2.7 per game. The Tigers occupy 4 of the top 12 spots in three-point percentage, topped by Peters and Davis at 39%. Peters, Davis, Lee, and Byriel are all among the league's top 16 in three-point buckets made. Pierce, at 6.7 rebounds per game, and Lee with 6, sit at numbers 6 and 10, respectively, in the Ivy League top 10. The non-conference schedule was packed with memorable moments, particularly in the come-from-behind wins, starting with the opening night against Iona, when Xavion Lee sealed the comeback from 16 down with 2 late free throws. Lee canned 27 points that night in a telling start for his campaign. Game 11 found the Tigers back in South Carolina for the fourth time in little more than a week to face a very good Furman Paladin squad of the Southern Conference. Perhaps thinking back to an excellent performance against St. Joe's 4 days earlier, the Tigers stumbled badly out of the gate, trailing 14-2. Typically, the Tigers mounted a furious second-half rally, at one point claiming a 7-point lead. Determined to defend their home court, the Paladins fought back. Although the Tigers closed to win within 3 under a minute to go, the home team held on. Resilience, that's what the Tigers brought to bear. Of course, the highlight of the season so far came on December 21 against Rutgers in Newark. This game was declared an instant classic by most observers. Featuring more than 20 lead changes and ties, the affair was not settled until Pierce worked his way inside for the game winner with 4 seconds. Final score, Princeton 83, Rutgers 82. Let's look ahead to the Ivy race, which opens for the Tigers on January 11 at Harvard. The Yale Bulldogs have hopped all over the country in the past 2 months. James Jones' club has consistently outranked all of the other Ivy teams in all of the national ranking services. The very deep and very talented Bulldogs are led by All-Ivy and Player of the Year contenders John Pulakidas and Bez Embe. Yale is a cinch to qualify for the Ivy tournament, and it will surprise no one if they end up at the number one seed position. Columbia, at 11-2, has the best non-conference record of all the Ivy teams. The Lions were dealt a stunning 25-point loss by Rutgers last week, however, and it may indicate that Jim Ingles' team is returning to earth. Cornell and Brown have given every indication that they will be in the Ivy race all the way. Even without Pierce, the Tigers should have enough weapons to reach Ivy madness in March. A healthy Pierce will give the Tigers an excellent shot for another regular season crown. Harvard, Dartmouth, and Penn probably will not contend for postseason honors, although in this league, as you all know, any team is capable of beating any other team on any given night. But these three probably lack enough to contend for 14 nights. Happy New Year to all from Ivy Hoops Online. We know that you, just like us, can't wait for the Ivy season to get underway. And we'll be reporting as we go. Thanks so much for listening.